Good morning and welcome to the conference call on the occasion of the presentation of the results for the third quarter 2011 of Vision Wireless Technology, which is now starting. The conference will be recorded. May I now hand you over to Mr. Hongbo Sam, CFO, and Mr. Drew Burns, Investor Relations Manager of Vision, as the moderators of this conference.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for calling in today as we share our Q3 and nine-month results for 2011 with you. I'm here with our newly appointed CFO, effective as of the 23rd of October this year, Mr. Zheng Hongbo, who goes by the English name of Alex Zheng. Before we get to his portion of the program and reporting the numbers, I will go very briefly over our company by way of introduction, just in case we have any investors on the line today who are new to the story and need an overview of what the company does. I will turn it over to Alex, Mr. Zheng, who will go over the results that we achieved for the quarter, speak a little bit about the cash position that we have and the uses that we envision for it, and then give a quick update on the share buyback program, as well as our outlook for the remainder of the year. Our CEO, Mr. Chengguo Ping, is not on the line today as he will be presenting on Monday, the 21st, so it's next Monday, a week from today, at 8:15 A.M. in Rue Milan at the Eigenkapital Forum. Since he's going to be presenting so close to this date, we elected to put the focus on our CFO today since this is his first formal introduction to our investors other than a press release, and our CEO will then be presenting on Monday. For questions that you come across that he would normally answer, I've spoken with him at length before this call, so he'll be able to answer most of them on his behalf. If you look at the presentation that was sent out and begin on page two, you see a quick overview of our company, founded in 2002, and we made our IPO in October 2009. The third bullet point, the sales channels that we have, is one of the core strengths of our company, selling to China Telecom, China Unicom, and China Mobile in three major product areas. Those you actually see on the following page: wireless data terminals, wireless intelligent terminals, and mobile applications. The latter two are the newest product groups in our business model that we recently added over the course of the second half of last year and then over the course of this year. As you'll see when Alex presents the results, the majority of our revenues are still driven by the wireless data terminal segment. That's primarily wireless data cards, 3G data cards sold to the three telecom operators I mentioned, and then wireless routers. The newer business initiatives to which I alluded, the wireless intelligent terminals, which is primarily our tablet PC product, and the mobile application platform, which is targeted at the Android operating system and run through our newest wholly owned subsidiary, Vision Onduo, are described briefly on page four. Tablet PC we began selling in June and have sold that primarily through retail and distribution partners, although we'll look to put that into the operator sales channels going forward, just as we sell our wireless data cards and routers directly to the operators. Vision Onduo is still in the process of building up its foundation. We do have applications sold through all three operators right now, currently about several hundred applications, around 300, sold through the mobile app stores for China Telecom, China Unicom, and China Mobile through a shop-in-shop model. However, these are sold primarily through a free download model, and we expect to see our first significant revenues coming next year through Vision Onduo. If you move onward to page five, you see our results, and I will now turn it over to Alex, who will introduce himself and then take it forward from there. Thank you again, and when Alex finishes his portion, then we'll be open to any questions you have.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for taking the time to tune in to our call. Before I get to our results, I'd like to introduce myself more personally, given that my only previous introduction came through a press release. My name is Hongbo Sam. I also go by Alex Zheng. I took over as CFO for Vision Wireless Technology AG on October 23rd of this year. Prior to joining Vision, I was a financial controller for a company called Venture Fund, a pharmaceutical research firm listed on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. I also have experiences in the computing industry, as I worked as a senior finance manager for Dell China prior to my time with VentureFarm. I'm joining Vision during what can only be considered a rather difficult time for the company, as we continue our transition from a one-product-centric business model to a multi-faceted business model and adapt to a changing market. However, the main reason I joined is that I envision a bright future ahead for us. We have strong products, great sales channels, built on long-standing ties to China's telecom operators, and a large cash position that we will need to put to use to better our company. I look forward to speaking more with investors in the future as we continue our transition and create greater shareholder value. On to our results for the third quarter, we achieved a revenue figure of nearly 24 million euros for the quarter, bringing our 9 months revenue total to around 56 million euros. While this still lagged significantly behind our performance for the same period in 2010, it keeps us on pace to reach our guidance for the full year, 2011. And 24 million euros revenue for the quarter represents an improvement of around 23% over the second quarter. This is driven primarily by our wireless data terminal business segment, which has improved in both the second and third quarters of this year. Said improvement is due to the fact that China Unicom finished its HSPA Plus network upgrade, while China Telecom rolled out EVDO Rail B technology, resulting in increased demand and stabilizing sales price from our two largest clients. We expect the wireless data terminal segment to be our main revenue driver in the fourth quarter, supplemented by increasing sales of our tablet PC products. Regarding our margins, our EBIT margin ticked up to 12% for the quarter, bringing the 9 months EBIT margin to 11% in comparison to an EBIT margin of 9% for the first half of the year. Vision has traditionally maintained a varying cost structure, and a slight margin improvement is due primarily to slightly higher selling prices brought on by the newer technologies that I just mentioned, HSPA Plus and the EVDO Rail B. We will again cash flow positive this quarter, generating 6.18 million euros in our operations, bring our total net cash position to around 111 million euros. As you can see from the chart on page 5, of that around
page 6,
of that around 30 million euros is held in the AG company account in Frankfurt, with the remaining 98 million euros in China. On the following page, you'll see some of the uses we envision for this cash position, and we will keep investors consistently updated as these plans become more concrete. Finally, a quick update on our share buyback program and a look ahead. As of November 11, we have repurchased a total of 660,550 shares at an average price of 3.63 euro per share. As mentioned in the slide regarding uses for our cash position, this is something we will continue as a means of returning cash to our shareholders. For the remainder of the year, we expect our results to continue to be driven by our wireless data terminal business segment and augmented by increasing sales of our tablet PC products, which we began selling in June of this year. We restated our guidance for the full year, which calls for revenue of between 75 million euros and 100 million euros, with an EBIT margin of between 10% and 12%. Thank you for taking the time to listen to our presentation. We would now be happy to answer any questions you may have.